Come, follow me cards. Becoming more Christ-like. You'll be studying about becoming more Christ-like in your Sunday classes this month. As you study and discuss this topic, you may ponder these questions. How do I really follow the Savior? What is expected of me as Christ's disciple? How do I make the changes I know I need to make to become more like Christ? For some answers to these questions, read Chapter 6 of Preach My Gospel, as well as the scriptures listed in the topical guide under Jesus Christ Exemplar. You'll also find teachings on becoming more Christ-like in general conference talks at conference.lds.org. Give yourself an easy reminder to prepare for your Sunday lessons on the family. Just put these cards in your scriptures, locker, or bedroom. You can also download or share them online at lds.org/go/cardsne10. Card number one, the invitation to come unto Christ and be perfected in Him, both requires and expects change. Relying upon the Savior's atonement, we can change. Of this, I am certain. See Moroni, chapter 10, verse 32. Elder Donald L. Hallstrom, of the Presidency of the 70, April 2014 General Conference. Card number two. To follow His perfect example is to recognize and honor the Savior. Elder Ronald A. Rasband, of the Presidency of the 70, April 2014 General Conference. Card number three. We can trust that He will help us, not necessarily in the way we want, but in the way that will best help us to grow. Submitting our will to His may be difficult, but it is essential to becoming like Him and finding the peace He offers us. Sister Jean A. Stevens, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency, April 2014 General Conference. Coming unto Christ and changing our lives. Change can be scary, but as Elder Hallstrom taught, it is both required and expected in order for us to come unto Christ. Ponder these questions as you consider changes you might make with the Savior's help. Are there things I know I ought to change but don't want to change? Why? When was the last time I was reading the scriptures, praying, or listening in church, and had the thought suddenly come to me that I ought to change something? What did I do about it? What are some examples from the scriptures of people who made the kinds of changes I would like to make? How did they do it? Are there changes I think are impossible that really are possible with the Savior's help? As you think about what has kept you from making changes, set small goals to help you overcome them so you can become the person you and Heavenly Father know you can become. Submitting to His will. As Sister Stevens taught, we need to submit our will to the Savior's will. If we do, we can find peace. Here are a few simple ways you can submit to the Lord's will. Repent of sins. Accept assignments from your leaders. As a young man, plan and prepare for a mission. Spend more time studying the scriptures. Spend less time with trivial things like video games and texting. Listen to the promptings of the Holy Ghost, even when it prompts you to do something that requires courage. Honor your father and mother. Participate in lessons at church. Stand up for what's right, even when it's unpopular. Pray to find out what the Lord would have you do and submit to His will and become more like Him. Following the Savior's example. Elder Rasband taught that we recognize and honor the Savior by following His perfect example. The scriptures contain many stories and teachings of Jesus Christ. In what ways can you become more Christ-like at home, at school, with your friends? Make a list. End of Come Follow Me cards, read by Kristen Hawkins.